The Burt Show.
Tanya, how old is your child?
He is 11.
He is 11. So your son is 11 years old.
Yes.
Like I was.
And I have tried to have the talk with him, but he is so shy and passive that he just completely, you could see it in his face. He just freaks out. And I know that he's just getting to that age. He's going to, you know, where he's going to start doing stuff. And that just stresses me out big time. So I really don't know. I'm trying to approach it in every which way I can, but he just backs out. He just stresses out on it.
Like, I don't even know where you start the conversation. You sit him down and you go, there's something serious I got to talk to you about?
Well, you started in the kitchen by yourself with about 3 beers.
Yeah, really. No, he came home the other day and he said, Mom, I'm done with girlfriend number 2. I'm on girlfriend number 3. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And then, you know, and yet he won't talk to me about, you know, sex. So it's starting to really worry me because, like you said, I have no idea what he's doing at school during recess or, you know.
Right.
Well, if your initial reaction is, what? Then maybe that might.
Yeah, that's going to be uncomfortable, but it's way more comfortable than him coming home saying, hey, I got somebody, another 12-year-old or a 13-year-old pregnant.
Right,
so
right. Yeah, well, no, I didn't freak out when he told me about the girlfriend thing. Trust me, I had the poker face, but inside I was like, oh, you little pervert, you know. I try to approach it, you know, as best I can.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I mean, listening to that stuff this morning, yeah. I just don't, you know, I got pregnant when I was young, and I just don't want him to have to deal with that also, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what is it that you think he knows about already, and what is it that you guys are going to talk about tonight?
That thing is, I don't know. He did ask me about girls' periods the other day. So that, I could maybe start off with that little conversation piece. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I mean, it's better than nothing. So, but as far as, you know, oral and intercourse and all that, I couldn't tell you how far in depth he knows. I mean, he may know more than I think he does, you know.
It may be one of those things where, I mean, and we're going back quite a ways, so I don't really recall what I knew or didn't know at 11, but I, like, knew rumors of things, you know.
Right.
Like,
that's
what
I'm saying. I was trying to think about his age and how much I knew, and, you know, I don't want him to get ideas from other kids in school,
right.
You know, like you can get
right.
pregnant standing up, that kind of stuff, you know, but
right.
I just, you know, it worries me just like any other parent out there. You don't want to be a young grandparent. You don't want to mess their lives up, so you try to do the best you can, you know.
Yeah, these are the ages where you can get it all twisted. I think we've talked about this on the show before where one parent was telling his teen or his preteen daughter, like when she was 11 years old, that she could get pregnant by just sitting on a guy's lap because he saw his daughter on the lap of a guy at the mall, so he didn't want that to happen anymore.
Jeez,
and she
no,
went.
I'm not that bad.
She went who knows how long, really thinking that was the truth, you know?
No, I'm pretty laid back. I'm not embarrassed at all to talk to him about it. Not one bit. But mm-hmm. he's the one that just, I think, is more uncomfortable with me approaching him. I don't know. Maybe I can get my fiance to do it. Maybe he...
No, that's your job,
yeah.
And it may be uncomfortable, but it has to be done. I think that's the reason so many parents avoid the conversation. But I mean, you know, I would say this even if I was a parent, that is your job. That you are a parent, you made the conscious decision to have a child, so you have to make these tough. You have to have these conversations to make the tough choices.
I totally agree. But I will, when I get off of work tonight, try to pry him away from wrestling long enough to. Have that important conversation, and I can get back with you guys tomorrow and see what he says.
Okay, let's do that.
Did we find out how old? Did we get that?
Yeah, he's 11.
Yeah, he's 11.
Okay. All right, Tanya, hold on 1 second. We'd love to talk to you again tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
All right, you'll be our test group. And Leah also willing to have the talk tonight.
Hi.
Leah,
hi.
How old is yours? Is it a son or daughter we're talking about?
She is 11.
11 years
okay.
old. And you,
yes.
you haven't had the need to have the talk with her yet.
No, you know, I've been thinking about it, and then over the weekend, a couple of things have come up that I've decided I definitely need to. One is her best friend told her what, explained what oral sex was to her,
mm-hmm.
Which was really upsetting that she wasn't real thrilled that she found that out already. But then this morning, she showed me some diamond earrings that her 11-year-old little crush boyfriend gave her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's kind of inappropriate for an 11-year-old to be giving diamond earrings to somebody. You know, that's typically, what would you have done to deserve diamond earrings?
They can't be real diamonds, right?
So I took them from her. You know, mm-hmm. I told her we'd talk about it tonight. And they're in a Freedman's little box, like they're actually real. So I'm not real sure if he took them or if he actually got them for her.
If they're real, yeah, I'm guessing
standards
he didn't.
Wow, higher than they used to
yeah,
be.
I know, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Melissa wants to date that guy.
Those are the tactics that I'm employing to get some.
Yeah.
So you haven't had the talk yet, and I'm curious, is the talk between mother and daughter way different than the talk with mother and son?
Well, I have an 8-year-old son, so I'll let you know.
That's coming up.
And I am a single mother, so I'll be doing the talk for both.
Yeah.
You know, I think it probably is going to be easier to talk to my daughter than it will be my son.
There has to be like a, I don't know, I would assume there probably is a little more of an embarrassment.
Yeah.
If it's a son having your mom talk to you about this, or if a dad's trying to talk to the daughter about this, then it would be the other way
around. Yeah. I can imagine when I was younger, my dad tried to talk to me. I couldn't even get him to go to the store, you know, for tampons.
Right. That's hilarious.
Well, at least you're hearing the signs, you know. I mean, you heard her say that a friend was talking to her about this, so now is the time to have the talk.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they want to go to the park, and you see that when we have, you know, my kids are very involved in sports because I try to keep them away from things. And yeah, so she plays softball and cheerleading and basketball, and but in between you see all the boys just crowd around watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I noticed all the football players are in a group around the cheerleaders now.
Mm-hmm.
Paying more attention to them than they are to their own game.
And she's 11.
She will be 12 in December.
Okay.
All of her friends are already turning 12. They've all started their periods. My daughter has not.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell, you know, the ones that have are just, their behavior is getting a lot more progressive than I would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think when I was 11 and 12, that was what was on my mind.
I'm curious how you feel like you're going to approach the conversation.
Well, she and I like to walk. You know, we go to the park and walk, so I'm thinking that might be a good place because there won't be other people around. We don't have to worry about our brother embarrassing her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can just kind of do our little own thing and chat while we're walking. And, you know, I'm going to start with, of course, why I'd like to know why she got diamond earrings.
Right.
Well, I don't know if I'd start that way because that already puts her on the defense for getting in trouble.
Right. Yeah, and you know, I'm not mad at her. She wasn't in trouble this morning. I told her we probably just should talk about it tonight.
She's probably going to stress about that all day. I think Jen's right. Like, the child, I guess we're not children now. The kid we talked to earlier was talking about how she would be more open to her mom if she knew that, one, she wasn't getting in trouble, but one, mom was not disappointed in her.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter would not feel that way, I don't think. We are very close, very open. And I mean, I've always told her that, you know, as long as I can remember, to be very open with anything. You know, I'm always going to listen to her, and her friends would actually probably come to me before they get to their own parents.
Mm-hmm.
Should we, for her who's going to have the conversation tonight, should we find a parent who had the conversation to guide her? Because we're sitting here telling, well, I don't think you should say that about the diamond earrings, but what do we know? We've never.
The only calls that are coming in are from people telling you that there are two books that you can actually do some, like, a crash test study tonight. You can cram for your conversation tonight. Hey, Ann.
Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
And actually, the books are not for the parents. The books are for the kids.
Oh, okay.
They were given to me. I gave them to my kids. One of them is called Where Did I Come From, which tells you in plain, simple English where babies come from. There's cute little cartoon drawings, nothing too graphic. Tells you what happens after you get pregnant, right on to when the baby's born. And then What's Happening to Me talks about the changes both in boys' bodies and in girls' bodies. Again, with the same kind of cartoon drawings. They're wonderful. I gave them to my kids, said, here, I want you to look at these. After you look at them, we'll talk if you have questions.
They're impactful. I was telling these guys that the only conversation that I think I ever had with my mom about this is I remember her breaking out some kind of sketchbook.
Right.
And back in the day, they were like stick figures doing it. But, I mean, I still kind of remember the pictures in my head, so it is impactful, you know?
Well, I mean, so many women, you know, are so grateful to Judy Blume for all her books, because I didn't have Where Did I Come.
Those.
I just had Where Are You God? It's Me, Margaret, and Forever, and that's how I learned about periods and sex and all that stuff.
All right, Leah, let's check back with you tomorrow morning after you have the talk with your 11-year-old daughter, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, thanks a lot, and hold on one sec.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Yeah, good luck.
Okay.
The Burt Show.